95.9 X Rock Radio. Welcome to the Big Show, live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. The morning show here, getting all set for our big show. Of course, we had the Whalers in town. We had Hinder here a couple weeks ago. It's been rolling this summer, and we've been saving the best for last. Our final outdoor all-ages show of the year at the Loon. It's Papa Roach. We've been talking about it. Everybody's excited, and we are particularly here at the morning show because we got Jacoby Shaddix on the line with us from Papa Roach at home doing his dadly duties. Jacoby, welcome to the show. Great to have you on the air with us. We're so looking forward to the concert tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be banging, man.
Yeah.
We're gonna set it on fire straight up. It's going to be out of control.
You're going to love the place. You're going to love the venue. You're going to love the crowd. It's awesome. We should start off by saying happy birthday today, dude. Right on.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. You're the first person.
Well, looky there. And I didn't get you anything. I hope you're not too bummed.
It's all good, dude. You still got a couple days. You know, you still got a day.
I'll tell you what. Tomorrow. We'll throw you an X-Rock t-shirt there so you can have one for the next show.
Bring me a t-shirt, baby. Large.
Okay, you got it. You got it. Of course, now, Papa Roach in concert coming up tomorrow night at the Blue Loon. Tickets on sale now. I would not wait. These shows sell out. They have a way of doing that. So you're going to love this outdoor venue. You guys have really done a lot of outdoor shows, though, so it's nothing new to you.
Oh, no, man. We just got back from Europe doing the festival season over there, festival run, and those are always the open airs just kill.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a slew of people, and the party vibe is there. The party vibe is alive, so we just ignite it.
You guys have done a lot of those, like the Vans Warped Tour. You've done Ozfest, Crew Fest, so you know about crowds getting wild outdoors. That's always fun. Do you guys like playing outdoors as opposed to indoors? What's your fave?
I mean, pretty much just give me a stage and I'll rip it. You know, give me a stage nice. And an audience, and then it's on.
But your guys' music has continually evolved. If you look back, even at the your early EP stuff in the 90s, to your first studio album in, what was that, around 2000 or so, something around there?
Yeah, that's right.
You guys have progressed continually, and it's so funny to look at any kind of review or any kind of critique on your music, because every one of them will describe a different rap rock. Oh, no, it's alternative. No, it's rock. So everybody has their different angle and cut on your music, but that's what makes it so good from album to album, correct?
Thank you, man. I mean, for us, it's, you know, like you said, from the beginning of our career, it's just we've always just evolved, progressed, and, you know, I think that's just natural for the band, and so I think if we come to a point where we're just stagnant, then it's like, ugh. You know, we're always in the constant state of, now what? What's next?
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like that junkie state of mind when I come to music. It's like, you know, just that one more fix, you know, that one new sound, that one new riff, that one new melody that just takes Papa Roach to the next level.
And each album just keeps getting better and better. And it's interesting, how many bands have we all seen or heard where a band puts out this great album and then they kind of kick back, get a little comfortable with that sound and stay with it way too long. Next thing you know, they've jumped the shark.
Yeah, jump the shark. I ain't trying to jump the shark. That's
exactly
one goal of my career.
Exactly.
Jump the shark.
You guys have been touring since around March, and it looks like you might, or even earlier than that, but you might be hitting the studio this fall. Is that correct? Giving us another taste of an album in 2012?
Well, we get done with our Rock Allegiance tour in America on September 26th, and then we're going to take a little step away from P. Roach for a few months and just, you know, do the family thing and just kind of decompress, because we've been going hard for about 5 years straight, to be honest. And then I think later in the year we'll get into the studio, you know, November, December, we'll start writing some ideas and stuff like that, and then I think the middle of January 2012, we'll be hitting it hard in the studio.
So you going studio or are you going mansion this time? Of course, the Paramore sessions were done in the...
We actually own our own studio now in Sacramento. You know, go there to plug in and see what comes out of us. And we just went in there about a month ago with producer James Michael and wrote a song called You're Not That Beautiful. So it's the first demo for the next record. And what we came with was just ripping. So it's
beautiful.
We're excited to see where it's going to go.
Well, that's exciting here at X-Rock. I'm going to say it now because I can edit this out. We play a shitload of your music on X-Rock Radio. I'll tell you that right now. With your own studio, does that mean you guys are going to get into the production business, bring in other acts to use your studio as well? Or?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's something that's in the cards for me in the future. You know, in the future, what I plan on to do with music. I'd like to produce records eventually.
Papa Roach in concert Friday night. It's at the Blue Loon. Get it now. Get it early. Get it often. It's going to be such a good time. Jacoby Shaddix with us. Papa Roach in concert tomorrow night. First show in Alaska.
This is it, man. This is rounding out the states for us. This is the last state we're going to be hitting. It's the final hoorah for P. Roach when it comes to the states.
Right. Well, it's kind of funny. I hope you didn't bring too big of a light show because, you know, it doesn't really work too well this time.
My tour manager called me. He's like, hey, dude, I don't know if you know this, but it's the land of the midnight sun, and we're not going to need the light guy. And I was like, oh, yeah, save the money. Cool.
There
I got
you
a
go.
Light show coming from my pants. Don't you worry about it, Alaska.
There you go. Jacoby Shaddix, we'll let you go. You're a family man. You got to have a great breakfast and a happy birthday to you, man.
Yeah! Yeah!
There you go. Jacoby Shaddix, Papa Roach, live, X-Rock Radio.